If you're a fan of immersive audio fiction, you won't want to miss out on these shows from Pakhal Media. The Madness of Chartrullian.
Will this world accept my vision of the future? Or is all of this a mistake?
The Nebulous Saga.
You killed my family.
They killed mine.
And for 10 years, I have been making the Alliance pay.
Tales for Howling at the Full Moon.
It is not my worth that brings me here. It is my calling.
Another day, another chosen one.
To learn more about our shows and find out how to support independent creators, visit PakhalMedia.com.
Welcome to Tales for Howling at the Full Moon, a microfiction anthology podcast with stories ranging from the weird to the whimsical and featuring many of Pakhal Media's good friends and collaborators. The episodes feature stories prompted by and released during a full moon. For this Hunter's Moon, I have the incredible pleasure of introducing you to not one but two amazing creators in a double feature in the spirit of Halloween. This story, The Bone Garden, was written and produced by Angelo Espiritu, the creator behind the American thriller Better Men Elsewhere. In this story, see what happens when two hunters find themselves trapped in the remote woodlands and low on food. In the way of content warnings, this story discusses the trapping and death of wild animals and includes a depiction of an animal in distress. Stay tuned after the feature for trailers for The Love Talker and Better Men Elsewhere. And don't forget to check out the other half of our Halloween double feature, Splatterhouse 4. Here is The Bone Garden.
Fascinating. See, a member of the Boleet family, for sure. Possibly Augusta Boletus genus. Red-orange cap with striations on the margin. Beige-yellow pores. No distinguishable scent. What's got you open? Hollow stipe that stains brown while the pores stain red. Definitely Augusta Boletus, but which one? Not bitter, so I can definitely rule out Augusta Boletus pacificensis, which leaves us with either a yummy yet trippy Emperor's Banquet Boleet or a toxic killer Crown Boleet. An Emperor's Banquet would be perfect for Neil, but a killer Crown might be perfect for me. Ugh, damn, Emmett, that was dark. Well, I mean, he kind of deserves it. Does he, though? Debatable. Either way, the alternative is starvation. There's that, too. I'll do a spore print back at the cabin. I'll know for sure then. What was... Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, little guy. No, it's okay. Looks like you triggered one of my friend's traps. You know, no worries, honest mistake. What do I do? Shit, what do I do? Let it go? No, Neil would kill you. Look at it. I bet the marbling on those ribeyes. I know, I'm sorry. You look so cute and sad. I want to let you go, but on the other hand, I can taste. Fine, you convince me. Easy. Oh, that's a pretty little star-shaped spot you got in your leg. Is that a birthmark or just some dirt? Oh, well, look at the glimmer in your eyes. I think I'll call you Starlight. I'm on it, sorry. Bye, Starlight. Good luck. Neil? Are you awake?
I'm starving and freezing my ass off. You tell me.
I'll put another log on.
What's in the bag? Don't tell me.
Dinner.
Fuck.
Hopefully?
Emmett, fucking seriously?
Those could be Emperor's Banquet Boleets, which are absolutely delicious, and they can get you a little high if you want something for your pain. Or they could be Killer Crown Boleets, which, I mean, it's in the name. I'm gonna need a spore print to find out.
How long will that take?
At least an hour or two.
I'm not waiting that long. Let me chance it and fry it up.
I got a handful of morals and some yummy oysters. You can munch all those until I get a confirmation on the bullets. It's that or take the rotting bear meat in the back. Pick your take.
What happens if the mushrooms are toxic?
Intense gastric distress followed by foaming at the mouth, and then your kidneys shut down.
I meant, what are you going to do about dinner if we have to throw out about 80% of what you brought back?
You need to eat more than I do. I'll prepare the morals in a second. How's your leg?
Sore. Stiff. About the same as yesterday.
Range of motion?
Ta-da!
Right.
How bad is the bear meat?
Can't you smell it?
There's no salvaging it?
No.
You should have salted it.
With what? It ate everything, even the salt. I can fry up the meat if you really want, but...
No, that's not... I just... Look. I can teach you how to hunt. Emmett!
What?
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, you're a carnivore. I got it. You want to sit there, beat your meat, and eat it too. I'll see what I can do tomorrow, your majesty.
Hell yeah, my majesty. If it weren't for me, you'd be the one rotting in the back. The least you could do is get me a proper meal so I can keep protecting your ass.
I'll check the traps again tomorrow. I'm sure at least one of them has something worthwhile.
Did you check them today?
No, just one. It was near where I was foraging.
And?
And nothing. Something sprung it, but it got away.
It got away?
Yep.
Those are live traps, Emmett. If and when you check them tomorrow, you see a nice, juicy, plump little fawn, which I'd be surprised if you don't find one this time of the year. Do you think you got it in you to finish the job?
Why wouldn't I?
Emmett, come on.
Here. Enjoy.
Listen, kid. I know you're a gentle soul and all, but this isn't the place to be gentle. Nature ain't your mother. She's a bitch with no remorse. You think you can take her on yourself? Huh? We need each other. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Good. Because the gentle get eaten first. Look at these mushrooms. Gentle as gentle could be. They didn't fight back when you harvested them, did they? Did they?
No.
Exactly. You took what you needed. You did what you had to do. If you think about it, trapping and mushroom hunting are no different. You go out expecting to find what you need, and you take it. The only difference is that the trapper's fruit sings as you harvest it. You can handle a little song, can't you?
I don't know if I'd use sing as a way to
describe. Everybody sings. One day, you'll find yourself singing when that bitch we call nature puts a dime in your jukebox and smacks you around until she gets the song that she ordered. It is what it is.
I'm sorry, are we still talking about trapping?
Yes. Because until I'm back to full health, we're the ones in a trap. We have two options. We survive until the next rotation, or we sit here with our coin slot asses up, waiting for nature to screw us over. Frankly, I'm not ready to sing. And I know you're not either. So get your shit together, and tomorrow, when you go check the traps, don't let a single one of them run off. Got it?
Yes.
Emmett, I know what you did. I can see it on your guilty face. If you're going to let an animal go like that, you might as well leave me to die. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Thanks for the food. And the fire. You did good.
All right, Emmett, you can do this. You can do this. pin them down. Right through the heart. Or the jugular. Yeah, that's quick, I think. I can't believe this is happening to me. This was supposed to be a once-in-a-lifetime research expedition, but no! Everybody sings, huh? What in the actual... That's psychopathic, right? I'm not crazy here. That's some serial killer type shit. I guess that tracks. You've got to be some kind of sociopath to go so far as to impersonate a scientist just so you can hunt rare game. Can't really complain. I asked for an opportunity to study nature for 4 months, and now I got it. What better way to study than to... Oh! What is that smell? Something's rotting, but it also smells like roses? Is this what funeral homes smell like? Am I having a stroke? Wait. Starlight? At least I'm pretty sure you're the same one from yesterday. Yeah, star-shaped spot and markings where you were caught in the trap. Yeah, it's you. I don't understand. You look like you've been decomposing for days, but... No freaking way. Is that what I think it is? Pseudocorpus cunicularum, the bone garden mushroom? Unmistakable. I mean, not a lot of blue mushrooms out there, and definitely not a lot that grow in animal corpses like that. That's gorgeous. Yeah, shame about you, Starlight, but...
Eat it. Eat it.
Bone gardens. Are bone gardens edible?
Yes. Eat it.
Pseudocorpus cunicularum, the bone garden mushroom, yada yada yada. Varva maleata prepares mammalian substrates, rapid mycelial growth, scent of roses, taste and texture of meat. Considered choice by many chefs, but may contain small traces of hedionine, a non-toxic but addictive chemical, often enjoyed raw or pan-fried. Neat, I hit the mother load. This could last us a couple days.
Eat it.
I wonder.
Delicious.
No freaking way! They weren't kidding, this tastes like steak tartare. It almost melts in your mouth. Like, oh, Neil's gonna get a kick out of this. Let's see, how long will this last?
Forever.
Incredibly rare due to its relatively short lifespan, the fungal colony will grow and fruit until the substrate has been exhausted. So in theory, as long as this mushroom has something to feed on, it will continue to fruit.
Feed it.
If it did this to a deer in a day...
Feed it. The bear.
The bear? I can inoculate the bear and make more.
More.
Yeah, we can make more.
He's waking up. He's alive.
Yeah, but what time is it?
It's 5 o'clock. You've been out all day.
Did you catch something?
You could say that. Look over there.
What the hell? Oh, it reeks.
It's fruiting.
Damn it. Why did you bring a rotting deer? Oh, is that the bear?
Feed him.
Here, just try this.
What is it?
Feed him.
It's the answer to our dilemma. Eat it. It tastes like meat, I promise.
Like meat? As in it's
feed
not
him.
Meat?
Just eat it.
Mm.
Do you like it?
Tastes like sirloin.
I told you!
What is it?
It's a mushroom. I know you wanted me to go hunt, but I found the deer I let go yesterday, and it was covered in something called the bone garden mushroom, the stuff you just had. Incredibly delicious, and the best part is that it grows on rotting meat. You know what that means?
You brought the bear...
The bear, exactly! I've inoculated it with spores from the deer specimen, and it grew like wildfire. I harvested a couple pounds of the stuff already. I mean, we'll have food for days.
Where is it?
Huh?
Where's the harvest?
It's somewhere here. I mean, I only cooked some of it just now for you to try, but... Oh, well, more will grow.
Damn it.
We'll have enough to get you into good health so you can get back to hunting. Then, we'll start cooking normal meat again, and we can supplement it with the bone garden mushrooms.
Emmett.
Now we have something to do with it if it rots. Nothing will go to waste.
Emmett!
Yeah?
Why did you bring the deer and the bear inside?
To grow a bone garden.
But why inside? And where did your supposed harvest go?
I I don't know.
Are you still high?
High? Hello. I mean, what? What do you mean?
From dinner last night.
Me? No, I'm not. No, that we're off earlier.
Emmett, sit down.
I'm not high.
Take a seat.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean.
Emmett, please take a seat before you hurt yourself. How many fingers am I holding up?
Four.
Okay.
Was it four?
Yeah, but you had to ask.
Neil? What's going on?
I think you've eaten more than you could chew.
I brought the deer in.
Yeah, you did.
Did I do good?
I suppose.
Please tell me I did good.
You did good.
Thanks.
How long does that high last?
It should only last a couple of hours at most. But again, I am a bit of a lightweight.
Drink some water.
We're out of water.
What?
I used it to inoculate the bear.
All right, we're done. No more mushrooms.
What?
Look at you. You're high as a kite. You brought two rotting corpses into the cabin and you wasted our water all for some stupid mushrooms.
I'm saving us.
I'm bedridden and you're out of your mind. How are you saving us exactly?
It's not my fault. You told me to go get meat. I brought back meat and something that tastes like meat. And I'll make more meat-tasting non-meats from the meat over there.
Stop eating that.
I'm hungry.
You're making yourself sick.
He's a liar.
What do you know? You're not a scientist. You're a...
He's a liar.
You're a fraud. You don't know shit. What are you doing? What are you gonna do, stand up?
Oh, fuck!
Are you okay?
No, I'm not fucking okay!
So, what was the plan here? And he's crawling, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like he's on a warpath to me.
He hates you.
You hate me.
What?
Never good enough.
You hate everything I do. I forage, I clean, I cook, I do everything I could to make you better, but nothing,
nothing
is good enough for you.
I...
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you.
You should. I hate you.
You don't mean that.
I do. I knew you wouldn't approve of the Bone Garden. I mean, look at it. It's gorgeous. Now look at you. You're hideous, you know that. You're a liar. You're ruthless. You're ungrateful.
Emmett. My stomach. It.
It hurts, doesn't it?
What did you do to me?
Spore prints last night confirmed that only one of the Boleets was a Killer Crown. We ate the Emperor's banquet, but I saved the Killer Crown. You know why?
Emmett. Please.
Because I figured if I wimped out stabbing an innocent creature in the neck, for the heart, I could kill it with a more natural means. There's nothing in the traps, by the way. Funny that. You're not as good of a trapper as you thought you were. But me? I'm an excellent forager, wouldn't you say?
Damn it!
I want you to say it.
You are excellent.
Thanks. I realized that even with the deer and the bear, that still wouldn't be enough Bone Garden for the both of us. At some point, I would still need to go out and kill a creature and bring it back and inoculate it, and so on and so on, so I thought. I need to practice. Practice killing an innocent, trapped creature. Except you're not so innocent, are you? Come on.
Gentle. You did good.
I did good.
The Bone Garden was written by Angelo Espiritu, directed by Michael Pantazis, produced by Chiral Studios and Pakal Media. It featured Max Vitkus as Emmett, Jonathan Price as Neil, Vivian Jones as Voice 1, Allison Auth as Voice 2. It featured original music by Angelo Espiritu, and additional music and sounds were provided by Epidemic Sound. Opening music for Tales for Howling at the Full Moon was provided by Alexander Miller. This has been a Pakal Media original production. You can learn more about our other shows, The Madness of Chartreulian and The Nebula Saga, at pakalmedia.com. See you next full moon.
Jason, good. Glad you could make it.
You're the new guy, right?
Yes, sir.
You're the prisoner Yusuf agreed to host.
The prisoner that was transferred to Coventry today. The one staying at Lucia's hostel with Finn.
Jason, why are you here?
It's none of your business.
You're here today because I believe in second chances. I believe in rising above what everyone else has decided for you.
We got better things to do than babysit you.
Let me make one thing clear. I am not your maid. I am your warden.
If I found out you tried to pull anything funny on any of these lovely folks, you'll find that knife lodged in your throat. You hear me?
Everyone in this town plays their stupid games. No one is honest. No one cares. No one thinks about anyone else except for themselves.
I feel like I'm being passed around like some specimen.
It's an invasion of privacy. But that's a right you've lost. And the sooner you help us out, the sooner you can get that back.
I've laid out your options quite clearly, if you ask me. You always have a choice.
Do you know why you're here right now? Because you chose to be here.
Despite everything that you've done, whatever it may be, there's a real person underneath all that violence and distrust.
There are no good men in Coventry. There are better men elsewhere. You don't belong with them. You're already home.
Better Men Elsewhere. Available now, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I think being out here in the wilderness changes you. God, I hope so. There is evil in the world. I know that very well, but do you think it must be everywhere?
Hello? I'm looking for the hostel.
You should not be here. Hair of red, mark of blood, child of prey. Until you get you gone.
I met someone, little bird. Strong arms, full lips, a voice so soothing and sweet.
What happens to them? To the women?
I love the way he talks to me.
Most go missing. Some go mad, but you know, by the time he's finished talking to them, they want to go with him.
You mean like a serial killer?
You are cursed more than you know.
Tear you up and face you back to the mountain!
No one stops the murders from happening, and they want to kill me because I know.
I will not let anything hurt you.
And so you die upon this mountain night.
Mothers keep us, but they'll come.
We don't say his name.
Mother Mary, oh, bless him.
They call him the gentleman.
Mother Bridget, bring fire to us kids.
Jarfly man, the gang cannon.
Mother Easter, raise us from the soil again.
The love talker.
Mothers keep us, where the devil come.
Maybe coming out here will show me who I really am.
The Love Talker is a folk horror fiction podcast, launching October 25th. For more information, visit thelovetalker.com.